worked on... My mum and dad had a stall in Longton Market that sold haberdashery, which was all sorts of things. Combs, figurines, you name it, they sold it. And they'd had a stall in the market since... just after the war. And I used to go down with my mum. My mum looked after the stall on a Wednesday and a Friday. And as little ones, we used to go down. And then she used to come home and fetch us from school and take us back down again on Wednesday and Friday. And my dad would do it on a Saturday. But as I got older, I also worked on different stalls. I worked on Mr. and Mrs. Higginson's stalls, which were bacon and cheese, and they were famous in Longton Market, the Higginsons. And I also worked on it was Teddy Brownsword's bookstore, but it was Anne who ran it. And I also worked on there. And what I didn't say before was we once were raided on the bookstore. I'm talking in 1967, because they thought they were selling books that they shouldn't have been selling. Wasn't any. No. Was it, none was whatsoever. It was dirty books they wanted. But what was interesting was there were some books that were a bit beyond romance. But again, I was only 16. I was told what you have to do is to take one from the top, because you exchange, take one book from the top and put the other one underneath and then just keep rotating them. Never looked at them. And in the middle of the raid, this woman came to the store and said to me, "Oh, Doc, can you find me another book like you found me last week?" And I'm shaking my head and saying, "We're closed at the moment." She says, "Oh, no, just find me a book, quick, will you?" Says, "Oh, it was good." And I knew that she wanted one of these books. And the police were there searching. And I said, "I'm sorry, but the police are here now, just having a look at the store." She was gone in a second. So. But there was nothing. There was nothing. No, because, you know, it wasn't that type of stuff.